It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 403.
What's happening, guys? What's Happy going on? Wet,
clap it in. It's wet. Yeah. I'm going to make it. Let's make it clapping a thing every single episode. Alex is currently clapping the microphone with her hand. Alex is sitting in with us now.
Alex is a part of the Gronk squad. You may, actually, you didn't eat them. We remember her cookies from a Fat Friday where she baked some of her grand's recipe. Was that right?
Yeah, Grandma Evanson's recipe.
And your sister dropped them off to the studio and we had them on Fat Fridays. They were fucking good. Mm-hmm.
They were delicious.
And there's more here and it's not even Fat Friday.
Well, so these are different. These have got M&Ms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, these are just like, I was feeling it. The M&Ms are on special, so I just whipped up a batch.
Oh, I'm feeling it.
That's such a good
one.
Isn't it? I reckon if I baked... Having because M&M's on special already, all these things on special already rock my world. But also, I feel like you can. It's guilt free if you put them, if you bake them into something, right?
Well, it's a banana bread. You put 7 bananas or something. There's a lot of calories going into that. I mean, that's probably more healthy than this, but these taste better than banana bread. So thanks.
Oh, I've got a good recipe for banana bread, and people are raving about it.
Really?
Now you say it.
I haven't actually had unhealthy banana bread in like 5 years. Brie makes it with all like coconut stuff. Like it's all like mealy thing. Like it's anyway.
This is good. Well, thank you for coming in. You've made a bit of a trek down here because you wanted to sit in and see how the Gronks do it.
Yes, all the way from Warragul.
You just mentioned before you went to a gig last night by yourself.
Yes.
I mean, most adults struggle doing anything by themselves. We're
all especially a big baby.
If you've got a partner, you become slightly codependent.
Absolutely.
I think there is something though about putting yourself out there. Was that you putting yourself out there?
Yeah, I've done it quite a bit because it's just I want to go, and then I just go by myself, and then that's it. Like it's just. I just want
to
go.
Do you talk to people?
No, I don't. I pretty much sit there by myself. I buy a ticket. I buy a t-shirt. I buy a drink and then I just sit myself. I just kind of like, I want to go. So I buy a ticket.
I love it.
It's very, very me. But
It's a big step up from going to the movies by yourself. I think a lot of people do that. I quite enjoy that. I mean, I don't go now because if I went by myself, my wife would be shitty because we both can't just go out. Because we've got a baby at home. Like we can't just leave at night, which we would have. So it would be very selfish of me to just go by myself. One day I actually was walking past, and this is, you know me, I'm always looking out for the moment that I could get something for free. Hence why I'm happy about these cookies right now. But I walked past Gold Class, Jam Factory in South Yarra. It's like a movie theater and they have a Gold Class.
Boost juice there as well.
Boost, yeah, they do. Salsa's Fresh Mex Grill.
Oh, they've got Salsa's Nando's too. Nando's.
Anyway, I knew the guy.
I saw a guy rollerblading Uber Eats the other day.
I saw that guy too in St Kilda.
Do you reckon? I wonder if that's actually legally allowed, whether he says that he's on a scooter but then rollerblades.
Yeah, definitely. I reckon it's probably not the ultimate.
It just didn't seem that safe.
I saw he was in the rain running this Uber around. Anyway, I walked into Jam Factory and I knew that my brother's good mate manages like Gold Class in Victoria.
That's a good connection.
It doesn't work there anymore. Saw him at the supermarket. I was pretty devoured when I said, "You still at Gold Class?"
He's like, "Mate, anyway, I'm wearing a Woolworths shirt.
I'm glad he's checkout." Anyway, he that day he's like, "What are you doing?" Because I asked the woman behind the counter, "Is blah 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 here?" And he said, "I
love doing that shit everywhere." Well, I feel
I just wanted a convo. And then he's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Oh, not much." He's like, "You want to see a movie?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." He's like, "I'll get you a Gold Class." And so I went in by myself. I think that was the last time I went by myself.
Wait, this is when he was working there?
He was working there. Just printed me out a ticket. And I was like, just went in by myself, kicked back during the day. There's something very indulgent about just cinemas during the day, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, Brie and I saw Toy Story in the evening.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like a different crowd at that point, I guess, like being a 90s kid.
It's also a child's film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think if you go at like 8:30 at night, you don't get that. Like you don't get the kids. You get sort of the nostalgic, loving people.
Bodhi, Amy has been wanting to take Bodhi to the cinemas since he was born. She's like,
She want to do that to herself?
Mate, it's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that at this moment? Like, why would you? I mean, there's like kids cinemas and shit where they've got slides and they have a break halfway through.
It's not a cinema though at that point, is it?
It's a fun center for children.
Yeah.
And so anyway, she's going to do it pretty soon. It's going to be a nightmare.
Could you go to a cinema like that, like one of the kids sessions, and get annoyed if kids are mucking around?
No. You're an absolute gronk. It's the other way around. If kids came into just a normal session. So they do. Like our friend went.
That makes sense.
Bodhi's little friend, who's just a little bit older than him, went on.
Would it be weird if Bodhi had a mate that was like 18 that you didn't actually know through any.
I saw the Michael Jackson documentary.
That got real dark.
Jesus. Anyway, he's on to another cookie. Josh, number two.
We're not counting. We only leave that for the video episode.
There is a correct amount, though.
A correct amount for Josh and I, or?
There should be about eight in there. I think I packed eight.
Oh, what? So are you cutting me off now? Is that what's going on? Well, we do also have, are these called donut dots, or what are they called?
Yeah, just donut holes.
Donut holes.
I think she called them donut holes.
Okay. Because they're like the middle of the. I wonder what they were doing before they started, because like a circle, and by what you're describing, it's the bit from the middle of the donuts.
No, I think that's how they sell it.
What we call them in Canada?
What?
Timbits.
What, say again?
Timbits.
T-I-M.
T-I-M.
Why is it called a Timbit?
Because, I don't know.
Mr. 97 just threw up his hands. That's the Google. That's the point to it.
You have a microphone, bro. you can interrupt. Even Alex is just jumping in.
Yeah, well, Timbits.
We love it.
What do Timbits mean?
Well, Timbits are Tim Hortons.
Oh, that's why they're called Timbits.
That's why they're called Timbits. But they've become so like widespread. Mm-hmm. Everyone calls them Timbits, even if they're not from Tim Hortons.
It's like McMuffins.
Timbits.
Yeah, Timbits. I do like that from a branding point of view, but... What you're saying, TJ, is you think that they're not actually the middle.
I don't
think
that they're throwing out the middle bit. I think that
now.
No, but I think that's how they're sold. It's like the middle bit, where's it gone? We have them. We're selling them. It's like, nah, they're probably just dropping bits of, they're just doing a little squirt of the paste.
I think it's a great idea.
Did you find anything, Mr. 97?
It's exactly what Dill said.
Okay. Good thing to bring to the table that's not what Bill said.
I mean, they're first introduced in April 1976.
Why don't you leave with that, mate? We're a show about hard facts.
That is a good fact, though.
That is a good fact.
I love that you're like, I've got nothing, but you knew the exact year that was started. You definitely had something. You've got things to bring to the table.
We were just before doing a shoot for Vegemite, and we were doing little sock puppets, and it was a bizarre shoot. It was Vegemite are releasing a range of socks for Father's
Day. Which they did last year. So.
Yeah, which is cool. And so we have a few pairs over there. But Dill and I were doing a clean out of the garage.
Yeah. Before you go there, can I just say you were doing the puppet stuff? You were on the ground.
Well, how would you rate my puppeteer skills?
So first of all, I'll say that the client, the guy from the agency, said something along the lines of like, oh, it can't be that hard because you were complaining about holding your arm up.
Mate, it's
and then he said, oh, it wouldn't be that hard. He goes, and then you said, well, you do it for the rest of the shoot.
No. I said, well, how about you hold your hand up above your head for the rest of the shoot?
Which was...
I was playful. I was like...
But playful.
Well, it just seems like I do that. It's not. But then when you... Mm-hmm. I mean, Dill was my sidekick puppet.
It was painful.
Yeah, which I don't think that they... And so I nearly said, like, Tommy's actually quite fit. Like, I was going to come to your defense, but I sort of enjoyed you having it out because you were doing it while you had a sock on your
hands. You can't take anyone seriously.
You looked like a bit of a baby.
Doing a puppet. Anyway.
What was in the garage?
As cleaning, I realized that I've got this box. Hang on.
Oh, no.
Last show's been
feels
quite
like a stitch up.
Heavy.
No?
Nah, but this is, you might have seen this in a video that I made with Amy.
This is the I'm glad it's got nothing because when I walked in the other day I said the fucking garage stinks.
Well, and you were straight away box.
Yeah, well, you straight away said it's because you had your Guzmani Gomez and you just put it in the bin.
Baby did the right thing and put it into the recycling bin.
Did I do anything wrong in that scenario or
no? I mean, people would be like, oh, it had a little bit of food on it, don't put it in the recycling bin. Mate, we're in the 21st century. If they can't clean that off, we're in trouble.
I believe they're just like, they burn it all anyway.
No, I don't think they would. This is recycling. I don't think that's not how it works.
Didn't one of the recycling businesses just go out of business or something Alex, do you know anything about this?
I think there's like issues because we send it overseas and they're not taking it. So there's collections of recycling.
So should we not bother anymore or should we just start using them?
Definitely bother.
I just found a news article. The state government braces for recycling giant shutdown.
Yeah. So I'm going to...
Oh, we're a bit fucked if Vizzy goes out of business.
Yeah.
But he's one of the Mr. Vizzy.
Is that his name?
It's not Mr. Vizzy. Pratt,
but he did pass away.
And his son is the richest man in Australia. Richest person in Australia.
Who knew that recycling was so...
I went to a Vizzy plant back in the day, high school. Mm. It was an excursion.
I went to J.R. Richards. Is that what it is? Or R.J. Richards?
What are they? Cricket bats?
No, it's the bin. Is it called
J? Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I can. It's coming to me when it's
more
see
sort
the
of
big
suburban.
Yeah.
Do you know what it's called?
Yeah, Waste and Recycling Services.
What are they called?
J.R. Richards.
J.R. Richards.
I mean, what's the new. I mean, it would have been cool to go to a radio station years back as a kid. What's the new place where you take. Because I think back in the day, it was probably almost slightly priming kids to be able to get on front line. And work at the industrial age. Here's what it is.
This is what you could do for a work.
Is the car factory. We need people on the car line.
Well, I remember that was a big discussion point. I'm just going to let you hold that
it's
box for a few
minutes.
Oh, my God. Between the sock puppeting and the fucking holding a box, he can't handle it.
It's gym day today.
Right, we'll just quickly get to this.
But I thought so I made a video that was when my wife was at Bible college, I was the stripper.
Did you know this, Alex? Have you already heard it? Yeah.
She did her due diligence before coming in.
Did you know that he also had a radio show in Shepparton?
Oh, that one. Oh, I don't know.
She knows it enough to make a
tell
joke
her about
of
it. She doesn't know about it.
Okay.
Anyway,
so in the box, can I open it?
Yeah, it's a bit dusty though.
It's very dusty.
And so this is, I mean, I've kept this at the studio because I got nowhere at home to put it.
Amy won't let you keep it at home.
She doesn't really want it at home.
Can I, my first
it's
feeling
clean.
Is
it's,
to,
it's clean.
I was going
to
sniff it.
It's clean. You can sniff it.
Okay. Can you just watch the, all right. What I find most interesting is the stamp.
Okay. But he's just so pushed
just
aside
brushed
the camo
over
pants
the camo
that
pants.
Have Velcro all up one side to be able to rip off.
Oh, actually, that reminds me, you know, like walking home last night, there was the guy who always walks around in camo in Collingwood.
Oh, yeah.
I just went around on the other side of the road. I'm sure he's like not going to do anything, but just camo, it has a intensity to it, right? It feels like there's fucking, there's a war happening.
I mean, that's why I was in it, but they came off quite quickly.
Did you ever wear camo as a kid?
Gotcha.
Did you ever wear camo as a kid?
Yeah, it was in when we were young.
Harps loves a bit of camo,
yeah,
shorts.
Harps loves a bit of camo. Anyway, you found the stamp that is...
We don't even have stamps here. Why don't we have stamps?
Yeah, I paid $50 for that. Give it a little stamp. So I got this.
Only $50.
This was for when we ran ladies' nights.
It works really well.
It works really well.
Seriously, why don't we have
there's
stamps?
There's the branding, Aussie
Can
Spunks.
We have stamps?
This is, I mean, yeah, let's get one thing at a time, right? Let's get one thing.
The stickers
time.
Are coming.
Anyway,
everyone.
Have a quick look through the box, Josh.
Okay.
Tell us what
right,
you find.
We All right.
Because
so the did you make these pants?
Source them from a this epic costume shop out in Spotswood or something, and it was like unbelievable old building. What's it smell like?
Dust.
Yeah. So
giving me asthma.
Anyway.
But
I sourced it, and then we had the Velcro applied, so they were real pants.
Oh, so the Velcro was added after the fact.
Velcro was added after the fact.
You could have gone to Aussie Disposals.
No, because they don't sell stripper pants.
But you added the Velcro.
Yeah. What's your point?
So they were normal pants and then you added the Velcro. That makes them the stripper bit.
Yeah.
So you could have just used...
What
you couldn't
say?
Have just used Aussie Disposals.
So then what?
I don't know. I feel like you put a paid more for, cost, for
no,
the
no,
costume.
No. Because they did it all for me too.
Oh, they actually did the Velcro and shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Anyway, so you got the pants. What else you got in there?
Oh, these are. Should I smell it all?
Yeah, you can smell it all. These are some hot pants.
Okay, and they've all got like so. How do you feel when you're picking up Velcro pants from a shop?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
I mean, I knew what they were for.
I mean, I love specialty stores. Growing up, my favorite store was hobby shops for kites. Because the thing about kites is you can be an absolute baller from a kite industry perspective and only spend under $100.
Really? Nah. I remember back in the day, kites were $300-$400, getting the real good ones.
Alex, have you ever used a premium kite? Okay.
No, that's a no from Alex.
I don't do like the buggy kite.
Yeah. Well, the premium one that I did go for had two string, very hard to fly, two string kites. But if you're starting to go into the premium area.
Yeah. Mason, what's a kite worth?
Just looking on the website now.
The website?
Well, it's kitesmart.com.au.
Mm, sounds right.
Ranging up to $370.
And what are you going to get for a $370 kite?
One that looks pretty flash, goes 30 kilometers an hour.
I mean, it's like a drone.
That's the wind range that you can fly it up to.
Oh, okay, yep.
So I can fly in that sort of
that speed.
Yeah, that speed.
You don't just see kites much anymore.
Yes, you do. You just don't go to the beach. When was the last time you went down to St Kilda? They're there every day.
Really?
When there's wind. Every day.
Not
every
like
day
swimming kites
no,
or whatever
these
it's
are
called.
Like fucking, these are like
surfing kites.
Trick kites, big like paragliding kites, people practicing on
might
the flat.
Start a club in Collingwood. All right, so... Oh, and then there's the G string, which in the US they'll call a thong.
I just had an image. Can we get you to put it all on?
I feel like this. Did you only just have that idea now?
I just had it then. I want you to put it all on.
How about I wear the G string tomorrow? on
day?
The show?
All day,
but we don't. Yeah. We don't even.
Just whale tailing out the back.
Yeah, and we'll all know. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
If you know, you know. That's the name of the episode tomorrow.
I think that, yeah, definitely. I could do a whole show in a G-string if I was wearing pants on top.
You wear pants on top, but can we just get some footage of you trying
to
rip those
off?
Well,
I do have my jeans, the hole in my jeans. So maybe we will get in trouble with the whole thing.
Mate, fucking most uncomfortable things on earth.
Oh, geez, it was a real povo. Like sort of
venue. RSLs.
You could it looks like a smell of bleach, stuff like that.
It's not a brothel.
And what were you hoping for keeping this stuff?
Well, I don't know. I just...
Your trauma box?
I just kept it. I was like, it's pretty funny. Or is it not
funny? It's very...
I did
you
have
had a good rig.
A much bigger, better rig than I have now. I was 19 too. I was in much better shape.
But you're at a radio station there.
Yeah, lost a competition, had to run down the main street wearing a mankini.
What competition?
It was a push-up competition. It was like we went on to the radio show and we did it on air.
Why is it that people who win either streaking competitions or anything that's involving this sort of stuff like have a rig like that, right? Like you never see me accidentally ending up having a streak. It just doesn't happen. Like it's... Jim, like the biggest trauma for me growing up was having to play skins in like footy, you know, where they take off, like, all right, you guys go take your tops off.
Mm-mm.
It was an absolute nightmare.
anyway.
No, this is full on. Can we put up one of these photos on Instagram? Can we put up this photo on Instagram? Or do you think we'll get taken down?
Just blur out my pubes? Blur out my penile area.
I think it's okay. I think it's tasteful. I don't think you'll get in trouble.
That's tasteful.
I mean the amount of pubic hair I don't think is offensive. Like anyway,
Jesus.
You've got cookie in your teeth, but that's another thing. I've had lunch 2 days in a row,
And today's lunch is cookie.
Yeah, but I think that's pretty good. I'm normally like Victoria Street. I find quite hard where our office is.
You're just fussy.
I know. I'm not fussy.
No,
I just don't know what is good. It's very, like, you got, like, for people who don't know Victoria Street, how would you describe
it? It's a Vietnamese epicenter. There's lots of great Vietnamese restaurants. You just don't try it. Like, I took you to dumplings.
Yeah, I loved it.
Would you ever have gone in to think, I'll go try dumplings there? Because what I've done, and I know the places, I've just gone in and had them.
Mm.
So there's a risk. I mean, you like knowing exactly what you're going to get.
Yes. I guess that's part of it, which is... Like I remember traveling with Yelp. Yelp used to be my best friend I was an app that I used.
Mm.
And I could just, well, because it sounded like I was overstating the relationship with Yelp. But I would select what to eat. Actually, a 3D deal.
Yeah.
You're traveling. How do you work out what you're going to eat in Melbourne?
I'll go whatever's closest to me, depending on where I am. I'll see like what's around on like Google Maps. I'll just search up restaurants and see what pops up. And then sometimes if it's a place that I'm like, oh, that could be good or it could be really bad, I'll like try and look at the menu, see what it is. But most places I just, I'll walk past it and I'll say, oh, that seems like a good place. Like with 3121 Burgers, I had no intention of going there, passed by it.
Mm-hmm. I think there's some sort of surprise and delight in it,
right? I don't like bubble tea.
But you don't like surprise. I think you do, but you also don't like...
I like delight.
You like the delight without...
Surprise and delight.
You like the two combo. You like it surprising and ending in a delight. Mm. I get that. But to get to the delight, you have to be potentially surprised that it's actually really shit.
Yeah.
Like I see how you're on your phone... You like checking the venue and shit. Like you do your due diligence, right?
Well, yeah, Brie will look on Instagram and she'll click through. But she does ruin some of those. Like at a safe cafe where I know it's all going to be good.
But I think that is a pattern of behavior that gets us into the place where it's like we end up like, it's not going to be as good as what it
looked
like.
But I like to consider myself as well-traveled. So it's disappointing because it's not really fitting into my brand.
Yeah.
I went to Pakistan. And they were just feeding like different foods. And they said, oh, do you like lamb brain? I said, oh, no, thank you. And they're like, no, that's the one you've been eating. And I ate like, I was being real fucking greedy. I was eating this thing. I thought it was like eggplant. I was just eating it like crazy. And they actually said, they're like, oh, you ate too much because it's like, it's apparently super fatty.
Mm.
But funnily enough, like I was fine.
Macronutrients of brain. Look it up, Mr.
Well, that's
lamb brain.
Yeah,
absolute animal.
But you're the animal.
I mean, this is different. You're in a different country.
But then I was fine, and then I went to fucking London, and then got food poisoning off some peri peri chicken that we got for free, by the way, from Nissan. Nissan walks into this place. Dr. Sugar walks in, and he, the guy's Persian. And they fucking chat.
Yeah, yeah.
And then before you know it, he's like, I had a tear off. Yeah, yeah. And
we got have it. No, I don't want it. No, no, have it. No, exactly. I don't want it. Okay, I'll take it. I tried to look up for us the other day, what's the worst rated place around? And we get our Fat Fridays food from there. So it's like the opposite of like, what's the best? It's like, we want to find the worst.
Shit your pants Friday.
Yeah. But I struggled to find like places with seriously bad reviews. I was like, what's the worst pizza? You know, what? And I couldn't find, I found a few places with some bad ratings, but like some
maybe
good ones.
Could we search Yelp for salmonella? Just any reviews that mention salmonella.
It's a roulette. Yeah.
Diarrhea. We have six keywords that you have to. No, I actually had I think I told you about this idea. It's called One Star Reviews. And what we do, it was an original video series idea where we contact someone who's left a one star review at a restaurant and then we tee up for them to go to the restaurant and they have like a conversation about the whole thing.
With the owner.
Yeah. And there's a chance for redemption potentially.
Yeah.
Or not.
No, I do like it. What I mean, who's the person leaving a one-star review? Mr. 97, can you pull up a few one-star reviews on restaurants, cafes? I mean, what kind of a monster is doing that? Like,
I've left a one. We should read out my one-star review.
Is that from the hotel?
Mm.
That's not a restaurant, though. I get your one-star review, but I'm saying for food. Like, what I mean, staying somewhere, I think it's. You're actually staying in their place. Like it's, you're living, you're not just having one meal.
Most people wouldn't have heard this story, but because we were doing the show during this time, this was about a year ago because I was at, I was in Europe at that time in Munich and I had this terrible experience where, I mean, it's now I just sound like a fucking asshole because it's not that terrible. I was in Europe, I was on holidays, whatever. But I rock up to the hotel and we were there early and, this lady was like super rude or whatever. Mm. And I was like sort of hinting to speak to the manager or whatever. It turns out that she was the manager and she owned the place. And then I left a review where I called her out by name. And the thing was that we still had two nights staying there.
Dummy.
And she was like, ah, Mr. Janssen. And she's fucking got these fucking eyes. And it's just like, she's like, is there anything that you wanted to say? Whatever, I was just
so
like,
she was calling you
there
out.
Was a standoff, yeah. I said, no, everything is fine, thank you.
But your heart was racing, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. I can't believe how much energy she took from my Munich trip.
Adrenaline just rushing. Oh, it was rushing.
Full on. Yeah. I was worried about, like, I was convinced she was going to steal all our stuff as well.
Yeah, you start getting paranoid.
Yeah.
I mean, what was the...
The lesson was leave the review after you leave the place.
Definitely. Do you think it's worth leaving the review, though? Mm. Like, in hindsight, because I can't even remember the...
I mean, hurt people hurt people. Yeah. And so maybe I was a little bit hurt at that time.
Mr. 97... Have we got any one-star reviews? You can sort by
No, you actually can't sort by one star.
Maybe they've got, like, I mean, what the platform enables is people jumping on board negative reviews, right? Mm. The negative review train. How can I sort and find, like it used to be when we were talking about this early 300 episodes, 350 episodes ago, it we were sorting by place and so what have you found?
So there's a restaurant called Cotta on South Bank. They've just got horrendous reviews. So there's like 4 one-star reviews just talking about bad customer service, dry bland Palmers, very, very ordinary overpriced food.
Dry bland Palmers is an interesting one.
Dry? They've cooked the Palmer too long.
Not enough cheese on it.
Bland?
Like, I feel like Palmers is one of those, this is part of the thing, which is like there's certain cuisines, and maybe this is just because I'm a fucking a bit naive and dumb, but there are certain cuisines that I feel are potentially safer for me. It's very hard to fuck up a burger. The only time I've ever shit my pants from a burger is at a hotel, to be honest. Like hotels tend to have more but sort of...
Then I still wouldn't even blame it on the burger because you'd been probably consuming about 70,000 calories by the pool drinking fucking... Mocktails. Yeah, just big fruit big dose. Any others? Any other good ones?
There was one saying that you guys should get better chefs and better customer service staff.
I mean, so that's a full
flip over. Yeah, yeah. This is the problem with these fucking idiots. It's like,
in the reviewers.
Well, yeah. I side with the restaurant because I understand how hard it is. When you want to change everything, like, because then I can go in the mind of the person who's there, the consumer, right? Mm. But it's like the business is – there's so many things at play.
That's why I'm more likely to give a 2-star rating. It seems less vindictive.
Yeah.
And so people will then hold it with more clout, but then I can be more stinging.
I mean, we got a 3-star review for our podcast, but it was really positive, which confused me.
Was it – no, it was a 4-star review.
4-star review?
Yeah, I think it was – I like to think that someone had just accidentally pressed it.
Alexandra, can you tell us of a time that you've left a 1-star review? Hold the mic right up to your mouth.
No, I was thinking, sorry.
don't tell her what to do.
I don't really leave reviews.
That was just an add-on bit too.
I just kind of get angry and go on their Twitter.
Go on Twitter?
Yeah, I go on Twitter and like rant. I'm not really that person. I'm afraid of confrontation, so I can usually just leave.
That's why Twitter's great.
I'm anonymous on Twitter.
Hasn't even hatched the egg yet.
I think I got annoyed once at like Starbucks because like I just asked for something, they fully like rolled their eyes at me, and I was like, "There's nothing wrong with what I've asked for," and so I just went ham on their Twitter. I got nothing back.
Do you remember what you asked for?
It was like a green tea, but they're like green powder, and I'm like, "No, I want a green tea bag," and they're like, "Gosh, like how rude!" I'm like, "No, it was just really hard. I just couldn't understand what was so wrong." And then she like rolled her eyes at me, and I was like, "No,
absolutely
no."
We can set the whole Gronk squad out on Starbucks now, if you like.
You don't want to do that.
We could set the mob.
I was in Starbucks in Melbourne, so I was like, I'm not going to make a thing of this.
I mean, yeah, that's an interesting thing. Starbucks in Melbourne, what brought you there?
Why'd you go there?
It was just there.
You don't drink coffee?
No, I don't, but it was like at night.
Okay.
You feel to judge me. I don't know why I was there.
No.
It was really off. I was at Starbucks ordering green tea. Something was wrong, all right?
Collison Cyan, who are good friends of mine, who founded Invato, very people with a lot of taste, designers, obsessed with Starbucks for many years.
Obsessed with the brand? With the coffee?
Like they would go to Starbucks.
In Melbourne?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it?
There's one on Southern Cross Station. Yeah, like in that, like in the DFO bit.
Dude, they closed down so many. There is one when we drive up to Sydney to Amy's mum's house. It's way out in the burbs.
It's a we've got a photo of you and I at Starbucks.
Oh yeah, but that was in America. Yeah, I think they're actually different. I mean, people in the US, a lot of them think they're like it's bogan to go there. It's the equivalent of like, ugh. But they also have so many people going there. I love Starbucks in the States. Yeah. I love it. I love the fraps and the shitty fucking $2 for a venti coffee. It's just percolated, but it's not even strong stuff. So you can down a heap of it.
Mm-hmm. What's the go-to in Warragul? What's the go-to like from a Uber Eats or delivery?
We don't do delivery Uber Eats stuff. Or anything.
But do you have menu log or anything, or do you don't use any of that?
I haven't used it yet. Uh-huh. I don't really. I kind of just, if I want takeaway or I can't be bothered, I usually go to my parents' house.
Perfect. Yeah, no,
Takeaway makes a lot of sense.
It's pretty much, can I come in for dinner? Mum's like, sure. I'm like, sure. When are you getting in? 7:30. She's like, just pop around and it'll be in the bench.
Oh,
so
perfect.
I literally rock in, take it, and off I go.
You literally like take it. That's solid. It's like a whole takeaway service.
Yeah, and I have a collection of takeaway containers that I give back to her.
This is perfect. Did you ever not do your washing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'd get stuff washed at mum's place for sure. Amy even called me out on it.
Really?
Like, I think you just start doing it. So I could bring it down. Didn't have a washing machine, but I did have a washing machine in a couple of my places. So I definitely was.
Yeah.
But then a big light, I'd just take it down, get it done.
Yeah, I mean, well, I was going to say before about the lunch thing, the two lunches that I've had is I've gone to like Asian places, but I've had chicken schnitzel like cut up and they put like a sauce on it.
Katsu curry, something like that.
They call it chicken schnitzel.
The problem is half of it's really salty.
Can I have chicken schnitzel every day?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on how it's cooked. You could do homemade schnitzel, pretty lean.
I don't think it's lightly coconut crumbed. It's sort of schnitzel. It's a little bit more.
I mean, I've ended up having about 7 of these biscuits.
How many did you really have? You meant to have 2.
How many? I stopped 2. 4, 6, 7, 8. So there would have been 2, 4.
Maybe there's more. Maybe I packed more, but I just.
Okay, so maybe we have room for one more.
She packed exactly what she said originally. Now there's 8. We haven't had any. According to Alex. There you go.
I was going to bring in the deal, Honey Joys. Have you ever had them?
No.
It's basically just cornflakes and sugar, but I didn't have time.
But do you have cornflakes in Canada?
Yeah.
I mean,
of course we do.
The kid had a bowl of cereal and maple syrup just before. Yeah. He's living the absolute dream.
No, that was oats.
Oh, is that oats?
But no, I had cereal and maple.
Oh, because it's so much healthier.
I had maple syrup and cereal on Friday.
Did you?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few things. Dill has 1 month and 5 days. I think it is, or is that 4?
Far out, yeah.
Yeah. It's not long until you leave. Yeah. What's on the bucket list? What do we need to tick off specifically on food? You were literally going to pull out something out of your pocket, like a list, like an actual bucket list.
Yeah, but no, I don't have it on me.
it's good to have a bucket list.
You had it on him earlier, though.
We should do like a meat pie eating contest or a competition, see how many meat pies we can have. Have you had to get you just to do that? I'll just do that.
I mean, what about the fairy bread? Have you had fairy bread yet?
Oh, you're gonna have that.
No, nothing.
Mate, the one thing you say on this show is that he should have fairy bread.
Yeah, it's great.
What do you like about fairy bread?
How old are you?
What does he like about fairy bread?
Oh, it's just nostalgic.
Also, can you stand up for a second, please?
Stand up. So we're just trying to identify if he's.
I know he's wearing his pants.
No, they're lovely.
Is that t-shirt pre?
I've literally worn this t-shirt for months now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. What happened to the rebrand? You go on day one and you're no longer
rebrand. What do you
mean?
I'm still wearing my pants.
Okay, so you're half rebranded still.
Yeah.
Is that a G-string you got on? No, mate, I tell you what, just before we get back to his bucket list, the attention Mr. 97 gets with his rebrand photo.
Lots of love
hearts.
I've
never seen these girls. I didn't even know where they came from. Yeah. We're getting love hearts. We're getting double taps. Alex, did you send a double tap? No double tap. Yeah.
I never heard, like, people say the word thirsty. I never knew what that meant. And then.
It's
amazing, isn't it?
His milkshake has brought all the girls to the yard.
Should we have done some form of, like, I thought it was tasteful that I just posted the photo without a poll. But because it's amazing.
Though?
Well, I mean, that was the thing. Like,
the
do we like the
yes,
new look
no.
or whatever? Yeah, nah.
Should have done the slider.
Oh, the hot slider.
Yeah, hot slider. We've got the approval from Alex. I reckon we get the hot slider. I reckon we go back up.
But why don't we do this? Can we do two different looks? Have you got, so has your rebrand got more than one pair of pants or no?
Yeah, I've got three pairs of pants.
You got three pair of pants? Yeah. Fuck. This is why mum's still going to be working until she's fucking 80. Yeah, yeah. What sort of pants did you get?
I got like black jeans and then I got like more cargo pants. And
more cargo pants?
They're like lightish, sandy sort of color.
You're describing the same color as your
green ones.
Yeah, your current cargo pants. What is the appeal of cargo pants?
Comfy.
Okay.
Lots of storage.
Yeah.
Are they actually cargo with the pocket on the side?
No, it's more just like
a chinos.
Chinos.
Yeah, they're sort of like chinos.
They're chinos. Yeah.
Are they chinos?
Chino, don't ever call them cargo pants.
Have they got pockets on the side or no? No, they're not cargo pants. No, it's a big deal because cargo pants
were 90s, early 2000s. Or so cargo 2019 pants. If you're Craigie Harper, we love you.
Yeah. I mean, Craig's fucking...
Mate, it's his. Don't ever wear cargo pants. You'll offend fucking Craigie. Yeah. That's actually ridiculous.
I feel like I've never seen Craig's wallet, but I feel like he'd have a big fucking leather wallet that's hitting that cargo pants pocket. Like, you know what?
Actually, I see him with cash.
Yeah, and you need a fucking wallet for the cash, don't you?
Cash card. No, I don't know, yeah.
And so the black pants that you got, 97s, are they the exact same design as the blue ones, but just black?
No. They've got like... No, they've got like a different texture running down. So
are they denim still?
Yeah, denim. Yeah.
Okay. And they're from industry?
Industry, yeah.
Okay.
Full get up. It could three be outfits from industry?
Yeah.
Can we? Would you bring all of it in tomorrow and we'll do a little swipe right for the... Just check out what your different looks are.
Yeah, I can bring him in.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. That's good. What, do they do some form of deal? I remember like growing up and being lucky enough to like... go shopping and you go to DFO or whatever and mum would go to the surf shop and you'd buy a few things. Mm. It always felt when you were going to buy a few things, it was you'd buy multiples. Like retail really pushed that.
Two for 50.
2 for 1. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You get like 3 t-shirts some shoes.
This jumper and 2 others I bought.
Yeah. Were you taking advantage of some form of deal? Buy 2 pants, get a shirt free?
Nah, they had that deal on like knitted jumpers though, but there wasn't the other knitted jumper in the right size. So,
oh, you wanted the one.
So what happened?
I just got one of them instead of 2.
You know, there's an industry just on like near my house.
Yeah, well, I would have had to go there instead of Doncaster. So,
okay.
All right. Well, anyway. We got to work out what Dill's gonna strike off his bucket list.
Yeah, I think the fairy bread's an easy one. Yeah. My favorite thing about school was Multicultural Day.
Yeah, why?
The food. They would have like... What?
No,
I don't feel like multicultural at your day chat. Would have been literally like Lamingtons.
Yeah, yeah.
Was
yeah.
there anyone of anyone outside of being white at your school?
Yeah.
What?
Was there?
I feel like there was... Like we had like a low socioeconomic...
I mean,
we had everything from fucking
yeah.
peoplehood, refugees. Oh. Like you had the best fucking food.
A few Asian kids, Hiroshi... His catchphrase was "No way, fuck you," and he's so funny. He's my mate. We were young, but some Aboriginals.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Who else? Greek.
Like, we had heaps Greek, of like
Greek
islanders.
It's like Greek background. Yeah, not. No, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Where you grew up, there was it was more multicultural.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think is good.
Anyway. What's it like in Warragul? Is it like multicultural in Warragul or no?
No.
Just Aussies.
Which is brilliant.
In high school, we didn't really have multicultural, so I went to school in St. Paul's, so I actually didn't live in Warragul, I lived in Maui.
Uh-huh.
No, we hardly ever had it. It was pretty white down there. Like, we had, like, a couple of years later, we got, like, a person of colour, and, like, he was, like, the coolest guy. Everybody loved him. One guy. It was always that token one guy.
Yeah.
No, we didn't really do it. Have that much.
So Multicultural Day would have been leaning heavily on him because fairy bread gets old real quick. All right, it's the Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. What needs to be on 3D Dill's list?
I think, I mean, this is my suggestion. So it's a bucket list usually is what you desire, what you would love.
Yeah.
I'd like to send you up to Sydney for a day because you can do Sydney and Melbourne in one day. So Melbourne to Sydney, Sydney, Melbourne. One day you leave, first flight, come home, last flight.
With Trev.
To meet Trev. to meet Trev Long.
Oh, that'd be great.
No, none of us have met him.
Yeah,
and he's a good friend of the show.
I'll do it.
He's been on a bunch of times. He could do a mission, see the Opera House, see the harbour.
Let's do it.
And
Trev gets sick cars as well because EFTM, like he
roll around in a Tesla.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Trevor, all right. So Trev's going to babysit you.
I'm going to babysit Trev.
I mean, Trev, he only needs 2 hours with Trev. He doesn't need too long. I mean,
I think the whole day.
You could do airport, the bridge, into the city, back, 2.5 hours.
Okay. Well, when are we doing that?
I don't know.
No, I know we're not doing it, but we're doing it.
I don't know. We've got a month. Okay. Yeah, work that out.
Yeah, we got it. Perfect. Right, well, let's chat to Trev. Anything else, Alex, that he needs to eat other than Honey Joys and Rum Balls Australian?
I mean, I've had Rum Balls before. So they're not. But,
okay. Mm.
I mean, you can tell he's a food obsessed. Yeah. Because all he's bringing to the bucket list suggestion is food.
Well, isn't that what have you got?
I just said go to Sydney. Okay. Iconic locations in Australia.
No, I get that.
I'm sure you'll enjoy it more than fucking Rum Balls.
We'll go Great Ocean. Yeah. We'll go Great Ocean.
Oh, you know, that's Great Ocean Road.
Yeah. So that's good. I mean, yeah.
Lastly, thank you, Alex, for coming, sitting in with the Gronks.
Thanks for having me.
How'd you find us?
I think Gemma Watts. I think, because I follow her. She's
Queen Gronk.
A big skincare girl, so I was like following her. I think she was on, and then I've kind of known about you, Tommy, for ages.
I've been recognised. Oh, my fucking God.
Here we go. I remember watching one of your YouTube channels.
He's got a familiar face. You probably haven't watched shit from him.
Yeah.
He was in one of my videos, so it could have been that as well.
But, yeah, I just have a big podcaster. I have so many podcasts to the point where I'm overwhelmed and I need to like.
Really?
Yeah.
What's one podcast recommendation that you'd give if we were to listen to one?
At the moment, it's called Off the Menu. It's about two comedians who talk about food. And it's basically any
one star restaurant review.
By two comedians in England. I have a lot of English podcasts I listen to. And basically, they just have a guest on and they go, what will be your ultimate meal from entree, drinks to dessert? So anything in the world that you want. So they've had chefs on, they've had comedians on. And yeah, so it's James A. Caster and this other guy. Sorry, I can't remember his name, but it's really good and it's
funny. Ed Gamble.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Don't look at him like he knows. He just
googled it.
Off the menu. Good boy. And then, I mean, I have a million, like, if you want, like, dumb shit, listen to the Dum Dum Club. I love it.
Oh, the Dum Dum Club. Yeah, they're great. Yeah.
So dumb.
All right, so off the menu and the Dum Dum Club. Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, Off the Menu, I feel like I could really get behind.
Yeah.
Because we're constantly talking about, can we not talk about food so much?
Oh, I just got to give it a pushback. Otherwise, we'll have Off the Menu. It's our show.
Which is it could be. I don't mind the idea. If you have listened, take a screen grub.
Take a screen grub and send it through, you Gronk.
Yeah. Today's talk show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See ya.